Celebrating women, and this is in commemorating International Women's Day. I've got Gaupalelwe Jabane, Service Specialist, ABB Electrician. Good morning and welcome to Jet Set Breakfast.
Good morning and thank you so much for having me.
So you are you're an electrician, if I'm right.
No, I'm not an electrician. I'm actually an electrical engineering technician by trade. I studied a national diploma from Tshwane University Technology.
And breaking down that particular division where you work, I would like to believe it's male dominated.
Yes, definitely. I think, as I mentioned, it's an engineering field, which previously was very much male-dominated. But I can say that now it's slowly getting there, especially for ABB. I can say that they are making good moves to try and get more and more females into these roles. And, yeah, it's getting better, if I may say that.
And how challenging is it?
It is quite challenging, honestly speaking. It's demanding, first of all. And as we mentioned, it was previously male dominated. So when you come in as a female, you feel like you have to work two times or three times extra just to prove yourself that you belong there, that you should be there. You know, so it's really not an easy field to be in, especially because as women, we end up having other responsibilities as being a mom. And other things, but it's quite demanding, I can say that. So it's one of those roles where you need to be strong, you need to have a strong personality as well, you need to, you know, to be adaptable, you need to be willing to learn, and you need to be willing to put in the effort.
And whenever you are in this position, are you taken seriously as a woman?
I think in most cases, which I don't know which one is true, you might feel like you're not being taken seriously. But what I've also realized is that if also when you take yourself seriously, other people also tend to pay attention and take you seriously. So I think also you also have to present yourself in a manner in which you want people to take you. If you want to be taken seriously, you have to take yourself seriously. You have to be serious about your intentions and what you are trying to achieve. So I think people then tend to be more accommodative and more open to you and start to take you seriously and start to accept you and respect you in your particular role.
And if one wants to take the journey or the route that you've taken, what does it take?
It takes a lot of hard work. Honestly speaking, you need to be willing to put in the effort, as I've mentioned. You need to be willing to work hard. I think most of us, we know that engineering is not a simple course. So that's one of the things you have to go through. You have to go through an engineering course. From that engineering course, you have to start small. You know, this is a role where you don't start big. You start small in an internship position or a graduate position, and you start working your way from there. So you need to be willing to put in the time. You need to be willing to learn, most importantly. And you need to be willing to take, you know, feedback and criticism, because that's something that's really going to build you. So those are the things that you need to do. You need to be open to other people's feedback on you, on how you're performing. So I think it's one of the qualities that you must have.
Gaupalelwe, thank you so much for joining us on Jet Set Breakfast, and all the very best. And hopefully we'll have more women in your environment.
Thank you so much for having me.